Blog Talk Radio.
Bibles to the book of Psalms. That's in the Old Testament. It is spelled P-S-A-L-M-S. We're going to start at chapter 1 and read it all through. This was my grandfather's favorite reading right here. And when I read it most of the time, I'm thinking about him. So, Papa, this is for you. Starting at verse 1 of Psalms. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Well, amen to that. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I have read to you for your hearings the entire first verse of Psalms. I'm asking that our Father in heaven gives you all understanding what has been read to you, as well as bless you with his understanding of the word. Now, sheep, I left on reading Tuesday in Leviticus verse 37. That's where I will pick it up today. And it's important that I want you to read Leviticus 15. Some of this stuff I did not know. And my mother, they shielded me. My mother should have told me some of this stuff I didn't know about. So I'm going to open up your eyes like my eyes was open when we get to chapter 15. Nonetheless, chapter 14 is telling you a lot of good things, too. Let me just tell you who the 12 tribes are of Israel. And this is what this Bible is about. Most of it is about the 12 tribes of Israel. I've seen no other nation. And it, we are the black folks. I am getting the understanding. Finally, after all these years, I'm getting the understanding. Maybe that's why my father told me in a dream to feed his sheep. And I didn't want to do it. It took me a long time to start doing this. But I'm so thankful that he thought of me. And that's on me to give me an assignment. And I must do it to the best of my ability, whether you like it or not. I don't care. I'm doing what my father told me to do. And he told me to do it in a dream. And hopefully I am doing it where everyone that listens will understand. And those of you who don't listen, it seems like a lot of you don't. But those who call me and my whole more text me telling me to look at this certain verse because I had never, don't remember reading about the holidays, last week's holiday. They were having, the Jews were having some kind of holiday where the candle burned for 7 days or whatever. Nonetheless, my friend, and I don't go to that church anymore, text me where, as where I find it. But I don't care. If it's not in Leviticus chapter 23, I'm thinking that it should not be. That's probably something man made up, not God. So I will look as soon as I remember, and I may not remember. Nonetheless, let us have a quick word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for protecting us from the evil one. And thank you for giving us sane, sound mind as well as good health. Thank you for protecting us from natural disasters as well as chemical disasters. Thank you for protecting my hometown, Detroit, Michigan. And I must let you know, Father, the white folks want to come in and take it. They're stealing everything I think they're stealing. Reminds me, I'm going to read what I saw on the computer early this week. And it talks about the four hidden dynasties of the devil, of Satan. And I want my sheep to know what they are. And I will tell them how to find it on the computer. But Father, thank you for protecting us and blessing us with a lot of prosperity, keeping us sound in our mind and safe from the evil one. And whoever is in zip code 424 asking me to be their sex partner, this twisted, this evil, I don't do things like that. They should not send me text messages asking me to be a sex partner. I think that's so wrong, Father, and disrespectful of me. I am trying to serve you. I believe in you. I want to go to heaven. I want to. They're saying that heaven is here on earth. You're going to come back and get us. And you're going to leave us here on earth. But wherever you are, that's where I want to be, Father. Thank you for protecting me and allowing me to live to say the things to you that I'm saying today. In Jesus' name, better known as Yeshua. Well, in Yeshua's name, I said that backwards. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Now, the four hidden dynasties of Satan, they are the political dynasty or the government dynasty. That's one. The second one, the educational dynasty. That's two. Religion dynasty. Satan has control of that. And the last one, excuse me, I have to melt, is the financial dynasty. You can find that. I found it. I was just looking under my computer, and I found the Christianity, what is it called? The Christianity org.com. And when I got out of it were those four dynasties. Nonetheless, I had heard of them earlier by another preacher that I listened to pretty regularly. I want my sheep to know those dynasties. And that's what we have to give black people. Us black folks have our own dynasty. They're educational. Look at what they're doing to us in the state of Michigan. They said that we have a lottery, something that goes to for education. In my neighborhood, I don't see any schools that are open. There used to be several, but they have been closed. So the lottery is lying. What they have done is tricked us. Remember, these dynasties are controlling the world. They're from Satan. What I got out of the reading was on ChristianityBoard.com. What I got out of reading it is that their job is to give the people not what they want, but what they decide the people ought to have. And that reminds me of Proposition 4 here in Michigan. We voted it down. And then those Republicans came back with something called 436. And then they sent an emergency manager in to take the assets that we, Detroit, owned. I don't think Detroit owned it. And they're trying to take our Black African American Museum. Whoever they are, Father, please turn them, send them away, never to return. And they have black folks on their board. But nonetheless, let me get to where what I wanted you to know was that Satan has four hidden dynasties in this world, and they are the political dynasty, known as the government dynasty, educational dynasty, religion, financial dynasty. Those are the four things that I want you to know. Let me tell you who I am. I am, well, this is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath day to everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath and to keep it holy and rest. You will find it in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. I ask that you read it for yourself. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. The Sabbath day is observed. It starts on Friday evening, like now. Ends on Saturday evening. That will be tomorrow evening around about this time. I ask that you have your three P's ready, and those are your pen, pencil, and paper, just in case you want to jot down something that I may reference or a scripture that I may say. Nonetheless, I'll tell you again, the four hidden dynasties of Satan, they are the political dynasty or the government dynasty, the educational dynasty, the religion dynasty, and the financial dynasty. And I gave you an example of those dynasties. Nonetheless, let me start reading from Leviticus chapter 14. But I really need to get into reading Leviticus chapter 15 because there's a thing there I just didn't know. And you know, you don't know, you just don't know. But I want you sheep to know. Now, Leviticus 14, verse 37. That's where I left off last Tuesday. And my programs are on usually on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. and on Friday evenings at 5 p.m. Let me read this in your hearing. Leviticus, spelled L-E-V-I-T-I-C-U-S, chapter 14, verse 37. And he shall look on the plague, and behold, if the plague be in the walls of the house with the hollow strikes, greenish or reddish, which in the sight are lower than the wall, and the strikes are like peelings or strips in the wall. Well, that's what I saw on the computer. Like one side of the wall is different from another, but it's in the wall. Like you have the example I saw was like a dark brown and then a lighter brown. A dark brown, then a lighter brown, like that. Verse 38, then the priest shall go out the house to the door of the house and shut up the house 7 days. And the priest shall come again the seventh day and shall look, and behold, if the plague be spread in the walls of the house, then the priest shall command that they take away the stones in which the plague is, and they shall cast them into an unclean place without the city. And he shall cause the house to be scraped within round about, and they shall pour out the dust that they scrape off without the city into an unclean place. And they shall take away the stones and put them in place of those stones, and he shall take other mortar and shall plaster the house. And if the plague comes again and break out in the house after that he has taken away the stones and has scraped the house. And after it is plastered, then the priest shall come and look, and behold, if the plague is spread in the house, it is spreading leprosy and fretting, F-R-E-T-T-I-N-G, persistent. Then it's a persistent leprosy in the house. It is unclean. Verse 45, and he shall break down the house, the stones of it, and the timber thereof, and all the mortar of the house. And he shall cry, he shall carry them forth out of the city into an unclean place. Moreover, he that goes into the house all the while that it is shut up shall be unclean until the evening. And he that lieth in the house shall wash his clothes, and he that eateth in the house shall wash his clothes. And he and the priest shall come and look in, that look in, that's to see and observe, and look upon it, and behold, the plague has not spread in the house. After the house was plastered, then the priest shall pronounce the house clean, because the plague is healed. And he shall take the cleansed, verse 49. Let me read that again. And he shall take to cleanse the house two birds in cedar wood and scarlet and hyssop. And hyssop is an aromatic plant. I guess it smells good. And he shall kill the one of the birds in the earthen vessel over running water. And he shall take the cedar water and the hyssop and the scarlet and the living bird and dip them in the blood of the slain bird and in the running water and sprinkle the house seven times. And he shall cleanse the house with the blood of the bird and with the running water and with the living bird and with the cedar wood and with the hyssop and with the scarlet. But he shall let go the living bird out of the city into the open fields and make an atonement for the house, and it shall be clean. This is the law for all matter of plagues, of leprosy, and scarl. And for the leprosy of a garment in the house, and for rising, and for the scrap, and for the bright spot. Let me read verse 56 again. And for the rising, and for a scab, and for a bright spot, to teach when it is unclean and when it is clean. This is the law of leprosy. She understood that was the end reading of chapter 14. Now I need to get into reading chapter 15 because I did not know this. I should have known, but And I, now I'm telling you, I want you to know as much as I know. And the Lord spake, or chapter 15 of Leviticus, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when a man hath a running issue out of his flesh, because of his issue, he is unclean. Now, I did not know that. A man has something running. He has a spot or something in his clothes or sitting on it. I never knew that. And I'm old. I should have known that. Somebody should have told me. Verse 3. And this shall be his uncleanness and his issue, whether his flesh runs with his issue or his flesh be spotted from his issue. It is his uncleanness. Every bed whereon he lieth and has that has the issue is unclean. Everything whereon he sitteth shall be unclean. And whosoever touches his bed shall wash his and bathe himself in water and be unclean until evening. And he that sitteth on anything whereon he sat that has the issue shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until evening. Verse 7. And he that touches the flesh of him that has the issue shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until evening. And if he that has the issue spit upon him is clean, then he shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until evening. And what saddle soever he rideth upon that has the issue shall be unclean. And whosoever touches anything that was under him shall be unclean until the evening. And he that beareth any of the things shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until evening. And whosoever touches that has the issue has not rinsed his hand in water, he shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And the vessel of earth that he touches, which has the issue, shall be broken, and every vessel of wood shall be rinsed in water. And when he that has an issue is clean from his issue, then he shall be numbered to himself 7 days for his cleansing, and wash his clothes and bathe his flesh in running water and shall be clean. And on the 8th day he shall take to him 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons and come before the Lord unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and give them unto the priest. And the priest shall offer them, the one for the sin offering and the other for the burnt offering. Now, sheep, what offerings are priests receive? He shall receive a sin offering. Oh, that's right. And what shall he do with the other? You're right. It's a burnt offering. You're listening. Very good. And the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord for his issue. And if any man sees of copulation, copulation means sexual intercourse, go out from him, then he shall wash all of his flesh in water and be unclean until the evening, and every garment and every scorn whereon is the seed of copulation, again that means sexual intercourse, shall, it is spelled copulation, shall he wash with water and be unclean until the evening. The woman also with whom man shall lie with seed of copulation, they shall both bathe themselves in water and be unclean until evening. Let me read verse 18 again for your hearing. The woman also with whom man shall lie with seed of copulation, they shall both bathe themselves in water and be unclean until the evening. Verse 19, and if a woman have an issue, and her issue in her flesh be blood, she shall be put apart 7 days, and whomever touches her shall be unclean until evening. And everything that she lies upon in her separation shall be unclean. Everything also that she sitteth upon shall be unclean. And whosoever touches her bed shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until, and whosoever touches anything that she sat upon shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until evening. And if it be on her bed or on anything whereon she sitteth, when he touches it, he shall be unclean until evening. And if any man lies with her at all, and her flower be upon him, he shall be unclean 7 days. He lieth shall be unclean. If a woman have an issue of her body, let me read verse 25 again. If a woman have an issue of her blood many days out of the time of her separation, or if it run beyond the time of her separation, all the days of the issue of her uncleanliness shall, as the days of her separation, shall she be unclean. Every bed whereon she sitteth, all the days of her issue shall be unto her as the bed of her separation. And whatsoever she sitteth upon shall be unclean, as the uncleanness of her separation. And whatsoever touches those things, excuse me, verse 27 again, and whosoever touches those things shall be unclean, and shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. But if she be clean of her issue, then shall number to herself 7 days, and after that she shall be clean. And on the eighth day she shall take unto her 2 turtles, 2 young pigeons, and bring them unto the priest to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall offer the one for a sin offering, and the other one for a burnt offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for her before the Lord of the issue of her uncleanness. This shall you separate the children of Israel from their uncleanness, they that die not in uncleanness when they defile the tabernacle that is among them. This is the law of him that has an issue, and of him whose seed goes from him and is defiled within, and of her that is sick, of her flower, and of him that has an issue, the man of the man, and of the woman, and of him that lies with her, that is unclean. Now, that is the reading of chapter 15 of Leviticus. Hopefully you understand it. Let me read Leviticus 33 again. And of her that is sick of her flower, and of him that has an issue, of the man, and of the woman, and of the great, and of him that lies with her, that is unclean. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to finish reading chapter 15. And hopefully, if you sheep or whoever is listening didn't understand what Leviticus chapter 15 is talking about, read it over again for yourself. As long as I have been in the church, no one had told me about this stuff. I didn't know about this. I was completely ignorant. I didn't go in the streets, so nobody told me what was going on about a person driven. I didn't know about that. And I didn't know about the woman being separated. But I think that maybe it's because of her uncleanness. It's like her period is when they separate them. So that's what I think about that. I'm going to ask you, sheep, to read for yourself chapter 16 and chapter 17 for next week. If the Lord says so, I will be back reading to you all. Thank you all for listening to me. Now, I am going to have a closing word of prayer. Then I will say what I use, the things that I normally say. Father, thank you for being our Father and protecting us. For years, I didn't know that we were that we were you. I thought that you were a white man, but I come to find out that you're not. Thank you for telling me to reap, to feed your sheep. And this is what I'm learning by reading your Bible. And I'm going to ask everyone who listens to me to read the Bible. Your understanding may be a little bit different from mine. Father, thank you for keeping Satan away. And as usual, I tell my sheep who listens to me, whether it's on whatever device they're using, James chapter 4, verse 15 says, if it's God's will, or if it's the Lord's will, we will be back. If it's the Lord's will, if he will let me live, I will be back Tuesday as well as Friday with more of Leviticus. Now, there are some things that in here that you really want to know about. And this is God saying this. He's telling it. And those of you who choose not to obey our Father in heaven, that's on your fault. That's on you. When you don't get in, that's on you. And you person, whoever you were from California that sent me that email, I will not be a sex partner with you. You disgrace me. You dishonor me. Don't dishonor yourself or me. Turn to the Lord's will. Listen, the 12 tribes of Israel, I know that some people don't want to hear it, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Judah, the American black. Benjamin, the West Indian black. Levi, the Haitians. Ephraim, the Puerto Ricans. Manasseh, the Cubans. Simeon, Dominicans. Zebulun, Guatemala or Panama, the Mayans. Gad, the Native American Indians. Reuben, the Seminole Indians. Asher, Colombia to Uruguay. Incas, Issachar, the Mexican Aztecs. Naphtali, Argentina, Chile. God loves you. Remember that. God loves you. I do too. Listen to my program and tell your friends too. And family, I am on Blog Talk Radio on Tuesday, 11 a.m. and Friday at 5 o'clock.
Help your children.
One of my books from Amazon.
Don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another.
I want you to get this book.
That heaven might find a
place
in their heart, 'cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know He. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation. 'Cause He loves, and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word.
Down.
Yes.
I know.